Time to check in with financial advisor from Kingsview, Paul Nolte. Headline this morning, Paul, stock futures waver after Dow S&P 500 close at records. What is going to happen next? How you doing, Paul?
No, good morning, Bob. The market's going to go up. The market's been going up since before Halloween. I think we've eradicated the gravity in the market. It will never go down again.
Yeah.
But I think really what's happening is investors are looking at the Fed. They're looking at the economic data, which is actually starting to get a little bit better. The Fed is, yes, they're going to taper some of the bonds, but monetary policy is still very easy, and interest rates continue to be very low. So investors looking around going, well, there's no place for me to go but the equity markets. And so they continue to buy stocks at this point. So in general, the trend should be higher. And the last part of it is, you know, seasonally, we're in a good part of the year. November, December, and January tend to be very good for equities in general, as people fund 401ks, IRAs, and bonuses get paid out after the first of the year. So there's reasons to be optimistic, at least over the next few months.
What should people be aware of as far as year-end tax planning now?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are focused on what is happening in Washington and what could possibly happen to their taxes. And unfortunately, trying to play that guessing game can be detrimental to your wealth. So I think really what you want to take a look at is say, okay, we've had a very good market. Maybe we sold some winners earlier in the year. There's probably a dog or two that's in the portfolio. So you may want to sell that, take the loss, offset some of those gains. Take a look at your 401k, take a look and say, do I need to reallocate a little bit? Equities have done very well. Maybe I need to rebalance and buy a little bit more on the bond side, take some of those profits off the table. And two, take a look and see how much am I contributing to my 401k? Can I bump it up a little bit, maybe add a percentage point or two to the contribution that I'm making to my 401k? And then lastly is, contributions. Do you do charitable, and do you make charitable contributions to your church, school, whatever it might be? With some of those stocks that you have huge gains in, it may be a good idea to take some of those stocks and donate the stock to your charity of choice, because then you don't have to pay the capital gains. So if you've got a big gain and you were lucky enough, wise enough to buy Tesla a couple years ago, you're sitting on huge gains. Maybe you donate, 10, 50 shares to a charity of your choice. You don't have to pay the capital gain, but get the write-off still.
There was a lot of talk a while back about changes to the tax laws, especially affecting Roth IRAs. Now, is that part of the Build Back Better bill that they're going to be arguing about for a while, or was that in the infrastructure bill?
That was in the infrastructure bill. And so there's, again, you know, that's why I said when you watch and try to keep track of what's going on in Washington, it can really make your head spin. Right now, nothing has passed and has made it to Biden's desk. There's still a lot of horse trading that needs to go on. Yes, they've passed the bill in the Senate. The House is different. They've got to go through reconciliation to make sure that the two bills match up before they can both pass the House and Senate and make its way to Biden's desk. So there's a lot of wrangling that goes on. And, oh, by the way, in another month or so, we're going to be talking about that debt limit thing again that we were talking about back in September.
So far, as far as the tax code, nothing has changed?
Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed and been signed. Now, there's some discussion, too, that some of the changes that are going to be done will be retroactive to January 1st of 2021. Hmm. Again, that's something that's going to be negotiated, and if that's the case, there's really not much you can do with that.
So if the S&P 500 goes up again today, do I have this right? It would be the longest winning streak since 2004?
Yes. Wow. It'll be nine consecutive days, trading days, that the market has gone up. And, you know, the discussion is maybe we're in a melt-up phase, you know, where, again, the markets just keep going up just because. You know, why are stocks rising? Because people are buying. Well, why are they buying? Because stocks are going up. And you get into that virtuous circle. And it is somewhat similar to what we saw in 98, 99, early 2000. I'm not predicting a crash at this point, but you had that same type of mentality that, you know, we got to buy. You have to be in the markets. You know, look at all the stuff that's going on with crypto and IPOs and Tesla and Microsoft and all these stocks keep going up. It, you know, we really got to participate. At some point, the music will end. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
And there are some numbers coming out tomorrow that are important, correct?
Tomorrow and today, we get the inflation numbers. And it should come as no surprise that we're going to have inflation. You know, we've seen it at the grocery store. We've seen it at the gas pump. So we're going to get the producer price index today. And that's the input prices that go to companies and what they're buying to make whatever it is they're going to make. Tomorrow we get the consumer price index, and that's what you and I feel when we go out and buy different things. The expectation is it's going to be running at a 5% annual rate, and that'll be, I think, about the sixth or seventh month in a row that we're running at 5% or more. And again, how hot is it, and does it impact the Fed? And that's the bigger question is, you know, what will the Fed decide to do, and does it change anything with the Fed as far as maybe increasing interest rates at some point or stepping up the amount of bonds that they no longer are purchasing so that they can start to raise rates earlier in 2022?
My takeaway from our conversation this morning is what you said earlier, the market's never going down. I like that.
That's it. Yeah, it's never going down.
Paul Nolte, Senior VP, Kingsview Wealth Management. Have a good day. Thank you, Paul.
We'll talk to you soon. Thanks.